Relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Thursday, April 9th, 2026 edition. Kind of some interesting developments that I think people are going to somewhat kind of, I think, might be a little bit ticked off. Lansing. Well, John James, congressman running for governor, allegedly. Well, Oakland County Republican Chair Vance Patrick posted that U.S. Congressman John James will not agree to participate in the upcoming April 30th gubernatorial debate. You got to be kidding me. When is this guy going to show up? I mean, this is absolutely amazing. April 30th. It's 9 days after. 9 days after the turning in of the signature deadline. Big event. They've got WWJ radio host Jackie Paige, Charlie LaDuff, Caitlin Buss of the Detroit News, and Charlie Langton as the moderator from Fox 2 News Detroit. Mike Cox has agreed to participate. Perry Johnson, Tom Leonard, Eric Nesbitt, and Ralph Rebant. John James won't agreed to participate. Thursday, April 30th in Auburn Hills. This is being called the Manufacturing Forum. It's going to be televised, broadcast live on Fox 2 and WWJ Radio. This is a fundraising event, Oakland County Republican Party. General admission tickets are $50. VIPs is $200. VIP includes preferred entry, seating, and reception. The forum will begin promptly at 6 o'clock. This is amazing. Well, Vance Patrick said it's unfortunate that John James won't agree to participate in our gubernatorial debate later this month. It was specifically scheduled to be after the candidate filing deadline because his campaign made that a condition of any participation in future debates. As the largest county party in the state of Michigan, and home to a portion of John James's very own congressional district, we were offering significant statewide exposure. This is going to be carried live and broadcast on over 30 radio stations as well as TV, so that Republican voters can make informed decisions this August. Our volunteers have put in significant time, sweat, and money towards electing John James in the past, now only to have him turn up his nose at them. I am very disappointed in this turn of events. This is going to be an absolute embarrassment if John James does not participate in this forum. He's running for governor. What is he afraid of? Well, one of the comments, actually kind of funny, is a short little snippet video GIF of basically a lot of chickens running toward food, but actually looks like they're running away from the camera. Donnie D. from Detroit says, this is John James and his campaign staff upon hearing that a debate has been scheduled. Chickens running away. Well, another response, Micah says, we will not allow our candidates to be anointed. You have to campaign, you have to debate, and you have to earn the honor to win our nomination. It appears John James thinks he already has this wrapped up, when in fact, he does not. Kind of interesting. Petula, this is really odd. I don't know, but when it comes to congressional candidates and these others that are running, it seems like they always try to use Washington, D.C. as an excuse. Very interesting. Others are saying that John James is beginning to act more and more like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, hiding out in his basement, thinking that he has the lead and that he will simply sit the debates out. So, very, very interesting. Well, according to MERS News Service, this story that they put up, appears that they are also starting to question his sincerity. Based on the response of James' chief spokesperson, Hannah Ozentowski, we never committed to the debate. Additionally, it's a session day in Washington, D.C. They put us on the invite list without our approval. Oakland County GOP put out a press release last night claiming that James himself refused to give a straight answer to attending the group's debate. Press release noted that the event was scheduled specifically for April 30th to allow the state's deadline for major party candidates to file their signatures necessary to appear on the ballot. Deadline for turning in the signatures is 4 p.m. on April 21st. James's campaign has routinely expressed wanting to wait until after the primary field was set before participating in any debates. Very interesting. Well, to continue on, James's spokesperson, Ozentowski, said, we've seen how early unstructured debates have played out in the past. Back in 2025, a debate stage helped elevate a candidate who later left the Republican Party. Back in 2022, multiple debate participants didn't even make it on the ballot. rushing to a stage before the field is real doesn't help voters. The person that they were, of course, referring to near the end of 2025 was Genesee County trucker Anthony Hudson, who participated in the state party's three-part debate series that served as a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. However, in February of this year, Hudson announced he was going to seek the Libertarian Party's nomination. Due to feeling marginalized by the Republican Party leadership and tired of state party politics. Of course, Ozentowski was referring to 2022 when Perry Johnson and four other candidates running for governor were barred from appearing on the primary ballot after the State Bureau of Elections flagged his petition sheets and theirs for carrying forged and invalid signatures. James has pushed back against Johnson in front of the media for both being unable to make it on the ballot and then his short run against President Trump for president in 2024. Well, Patrick, Oakland County Chair, said it's unfortunate that Congressman James won't agree to participate. So, very interesting development. Signatures need to be turned in a week from this coming Tuesday, April 21st, and then they set the debate up 9 days later, Thursday, April 30th. Well, James is claiming that it's a legislative day in Washington and there's no way for him to participate. We shall see where this goes. I'm not even sure who is going to turn in enough signatures yet, but we'll find out 9 days before the debate. Meanwhile, we'll get this story started right now. We'll set it up in the next segment. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she will not endorse any candidates in the upcoming U.S. Senate primary or Secretary of State race. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, this MERS news story, kind of interesting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she will not be endorsing candidates in the upcoming Democrats' U.S. Senate primary or Secretary of State race. Secretary of State race involves her current Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II, as well as her former deputy legal counsel and former lottery commissioner, Susanna Schreckwelly. Additionally, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. Three of them running to be endorsed at the Democrats' upcoming endorsement convention Sunday, April the 19th. Detroit News reported yesterday that following a Plymouth press conference to kick off the start of Michigan's road construction season, Whitmer informed the press that she would not be making any endorsements prior to the convention. Again, the endorsement convention will take place on Sunday, April 19th in Detroit. Party members will be credentialed on Saturday, and they will be making their decision for picks for Attorney General, Secretary of State, the Michigan Supreme Court, as well as the University and Education Boards. August 4th is the Michigan election date primary. And on, again, the Senate side, Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat of Royal Oak, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham, and Abdul El Sayed, a 2018 progressive candidate for governor, will be decided. Meanwhile, major Republican organizations have been all consolidating support behind the previous candidate, U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers. Rogers ran for the U.S. Senate in Michigan during the 2024 election, losing to now U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin by only 19,006 votes, while President Donald Trump won Michigan by 80,103 votes over Vice President Kamala Harris. Whitmer said, "I want to make sure that I don't lose sight of the job that I have to do every single day as governor." Michigan Forward Network, conservative nonprofit connected to West Michigan Richard DeVos's Jr., a very notable Republican donor, as well as past Republican National Committee Chair Romney McDaniel, reshared the Detroit News article on social media, making a comment that, Garland, you've worked for the governor for almost 8 years, and now she won't back you at your party's convention. How does that make you feel? But more importantly, what does that say about your job performance as our lieutenant governor? Very interesting. Whitmer has made primary endorsements before, going back to previous President Joe Biden during the 2020 primaries, as well as supporting now U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonnell Rivett. She ran in the primary to replace then outgoing U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee. For this election cycle, she has endorsed term-limited state senator Sean McCann, Democrat of Kalamazoo, and Jeremy Moss, Democrat from Bloomfield. McCann is running for the 4th Congressional District House seat. Moss is running for the 11th. Well, in late February, following her final State of the State address, Whitmer said she had not endorsed in the gubernatorial primary because, as Democratic Governors Association office holder, we don't pick candidates. Later, though, she noted, I have a feeling it's becoming pretty clear who the candidate is going to be. But until the people of Michigan make it official, my job will be to make sure they were prepared for this fall. Of course, kind of referencing front runner Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Well, it's pretty clear Rogers will be the candidate for U.S. Senate for the Republicans, and Jocelyn Benson will be the candidate for the Democrats for governor. Question's going to be, who will the Democrats pick to be Mike Rogers' opponent in November? U.S. Senate race appears to be wide open, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer will not endorse. Also, I believe Garland Gilchrist will be the endorsed candidate from the Democrats' endorsement convention on Saturday, April the 19th. Gilchrist versus Forlini for the Republicans. Our number two today's show, will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan.